In California, authorities have tried to reduce waiting times for those choosing to vote in person by encouraging people to vote by mail. In fact, all active registered voters in the state were supposed to receive a ballot in their mailboxes. But that wasn't possible for many residents who lost their homes to this year's record-setting wildfires in California, and that includes hundreds of people in Santa Cruz County, where officials are hoping a new mobile voting center can help. From member station KAZU, Erica Mahoney has this report.
The Votemobile backs into a parking lot on the west side of Santa Cruz. It looks like a taco truck, but instead of tacos, you can order a ballot. Two glass customer service windows take up one side of the trailer. The rest is brightly painted with an American flag and the word vote in giant letters on each side. Let's just say you can't miss it.
So we're going to get ready to put up the canopy and then set up everything.
Elizabeth Perez is one of three people running the Votemobile. The team quickly opens the canopy, which provides shade for four private voting booths. A generator powers the Votemobile. It's all connected to the county's election information management system. And inside the trailer, a big printer can serve up the right ballot on demand. Since mid-October, the Votemobile has visited farmers markets, a homeless services center, and communities ravaged by recent wildfire. On a hot and sticky Santa Cruz day, the Votemobile is parked in front of the La Posada retirement community.
It feels good every time I vote.
That's where 29-year-old Agnes Huff, a veteran, cast her ballot via the Votemobile. Her home completely burned down in a recent wildfire that was sparked by lightning in mid-August. Among the million things on her mind was voting.
I mean, I wanted to make sure that I could still get out there and make sure my voice was heard. And yeah, absolutely. It was definitely a concern.
The wildfire destroyed more than 900 homes in Santa Cruz County. For some residents, mail-in ballots couldn't be delivered, either because residents did not provide a change of address or they thought their election mail would be forwarded, which isn't allowed in California. Gail Pellerin is Santa Cruz County's chief elections official.
My catchphrase was, you've lost your home, you're not going to lose your right to vote. So we wanted to give them every opportunity to plan and get a ballot.
Pellerin wanted a mobile voting center for years. When the pandemic hit, she thought now was the perfect time to do it. Little did she know it would also be valuable for fire survivors, who after going through so much, could have the elections office come to them.
And these are such amazing people. I mean, they are still in the throes of losing their home and figuring out where they're going next. And they're calling me saying, I want to make sure I can vote and get my ballot.
More than 500 people have used the Votemobile so far, from fire survivors to first-time voters and seniors like Bridget Stennis. She dropped off her mail-in ballot into a slot on the side of the trailer.
I think it's wonderful. We need the Votemobiles everywhere, so we make it easy for people to vote.
Voting on Wheels, where the polls come to you. For NPR News, I'm Erica Mahoney in Santa Cruz.